Long Island's number one for all the hits, 106.1. BLI, Psych, and MJ in the morning. Mix of sun and clouds today. Windy at times, high 57. And the Long Island Aquarium out in Riverhead, they provide some quality family entertainment for all of Long Island all year long. But they're actually closed down right now due to the coronavirus threat, the pandemic that is the coronavirus, COVID-19. And they can't operate. Of course, operating and funding comes from your ticket sales. And it's a tough spot they're in right now. We welcome in Brian DeLuca, the executive director at the Long Island Aquarium. How are you this morning, Brian?
Good morning. Good morning. Doing okay today. Thank you.
So we just wanted to have you on for a little bit and to go into detail as to what you're doing and asking the public for help in keeping these animals that we love so much at the aquarium alive and healthy.
You know, listen, recognizing all of Long Island, New York right now, everyone's facing very challenging times. And, you know, for us as the aquarium, with the mandate staying closed and relying on ticket sales, we just don't have revenue coming in to run the operation. And really our concern is our collection of animals. I mean, that's our foremost concern. I understand that people are laid off all across the state,
right,
but we still need to maintain their well-being. We have a great skilled staff, 25, 30 employees that are all educated and trained, highly skilled to take care of the entire collection of animals, meds, life support, you know, 24/7 life support running. Every tank has different heating needs, chilling needs, dietary needs for all different animals. We have over 5,000 species. And, you know, we got a skilled team. They're on an A-B schedule there, so they're working 3.5 days. Nobody's cross-contaminating each other, and they don't even see each other, the two different teams, in the event that somebody does get sick or have to get quarantined. So we're taking a lot of precautions. But at the end of the day, you know, it still costs us, you know, $25,000 a month to just feed the animals.
Oh my
God. It's not paying for staff or anything. That's just feeding the animals and proper medications.
Wow.
And we have a few programs set up to help the public helps fund us to help take care of those animals.
Talking with Brian DeLuca, the executive director over at Long Island Aquarium in Riverhead. They're closed down right now, so funds from ticket sales not coming in, and these animals need our help. To donate, go to WBLI.com. We got the GoFundMe link up there, as well as LongIslandAquarium.com. How are you doing so far in donations, Brian?
We're doing pretty well. So we put out there a $25,000 request to really handle the month of April. And, you know, it looks like we're going to get to that goal.
Good.
Latest news today, looks like we're going to go a little longer on the shutdown. But we also put other things out there. We're selling memberships, and we're giving two tickets away with selling memberships. And that becomes active the day you come in, the first day you come in. And that'll help us put some revenue in the drawer now. And also with our Hyatt Hotel next door, we're selling packages, a 50% discount on hotel overnight stays.
Wow.
And tickets to the aquarium and stuff. So, you know, obviously July, August, hopefully we're going to be all enjoying our summer on Long Island.
Yeah.
And we want people to, you know, purchase those packages now at a deep discount, help us get revenue in the drawers to take care of our animals, and they can enjoy their summer that we're going to get back here.
Love that.
Yeah, you know, we were there last year, and we went to each different habitat, I guess you would say. So we went to visit the penguins, and then we went to visit Java and his friends.
Yeah.
And we also, did we meet a sloth site?
There was a sloth. There was a sloth.
Porcupine?
Yeah, a sloth and a porcupine, yeah.
Yes.
So you go into, and this, you know, we went to the snakes and all that stuff, and you just, there's so many different animals, and I feel like everybody is just so focused on food and essentials and toilet paper and all these things that humans need, and they're not thinking about animals outside of their home. You know what I mean? We just had somebody call and say that she works in an animal where people surrender their animals, animal shelters. Nobody's thinking that these places are open. It's like the last thing on their mind, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And these animals, they need to eat. They need to be taken care of.
Our cost of operation are frightening. Our utility bills are frightening and everything. And, you know, and the utilities and the banks are all working with us and pushing those payments a little down the road. The government has this package that's coming out that's going to help us with some payments for our employees. But we still, with no revenue coming in the door, you know, we still got to take care of the animals, you know, dietary needs and meds and you know, our help paying our staff. So that's, it's just, it's we're reaching out and trying to get as much support as we can. And, you know, we're a Long Island Aquarium. We're holding fast right now, is a maritime expression. And you know, being Long Islanders, we're holding fast, and you know, we're going to get through this. And it's just a period of time that we can just really afford a little bit of help from people to take care of our precious collection.
Absolutely. Brian DeLuca, the executive director over at Long Island Aquarium. LongIslandAquarium.com for more info. We got the link up as well at WBLI.com, the GoFundMe page, to provide some donations to the wonderful team and the incredible animals over at Long with us this morning, Brian, and be safe, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, Brian DeLuca from the Long Island Aquarium, WBLI.com and LongIslandAquarium.com. For more information on how you can make a donation, let's keep those animals safe, healthy, and fed. I